Now, go real nice, Sally. Mind what day this is. They think we're old, you and me, ready for the junk heap. Why, you're a young elevator, spry as a cricket. We're coming. Who was it said, take no thought for the morrow? I don't just recollect, but it's what we'll do. We got today, Nellie. A lot can happen in a day.
Theater 5 presents Mr. Edgar Staley in Lift to Beyond.
First passenger this morning. Someone wants us up on two. Now, go real nice, Nellie. Mind what day this is. They think we're old, you and me, ready for the junk heap. Today, we'll show them different. Why, you're a young elevator, spry as a cricket. Look how quick and smooth you go. We're coming. Who was it said, take no thought for the morrow? I don't just recollect, but it's what we'll do. We got today, Nellie. A lot can happen in a day. We've got yesterday, too. Remember when Mayor Jimmy Walker rode with us? A real dandy in his high silk hat. And Caruso every Sunday to visit his friend. And can't you go a little faster, Nellie? Ah, that's a good girl. Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they have taken you away. Oh, no. No, no, not in those words. I won't let anyone take you away. And that's a promise, Nellie.
Oh, good morning, Charlie.
Oh, it's you, Miss Emma. Yeah, I got your milk right here.
Oh, Charlie, whatever will I do without you?
Oh, don't talk like that, Nellie hears.
Oh, but it's her last day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow she...
That's what people think. But we know things, Nellie. And me. Secret things.
Oh, tell me. I love secrets. Only first I think I'll have a little milk. You don't mind, do you, Charlie?
No, no, ma'am, no.
My secret. That's what you know.
No, no. It's another secret. How we'll keep tomorrow from coming.
You can't. You can't. And you're the only one that knows about me. They'll all find out when I have to buy the milk.
Oh, take no thought for tomorrow, Miss Emma. We've got today. A whole day. A lot can happen in a day. See how I shine Nellie up?
Oh, yes.
The mirror and the mahogany.
And a real red rose in her vase.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's beautiful, Charlie.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And I brushed her red velvet, too.
Oh, I like those old-fashioned things. Idea of getting a newfangled elevator, all steel and buttons. Run it yourself. I don't want to run it myself. I'll get all mixed up.
Oh, Miss Emma, what's wrong with the world? No room anymore for what's beautiful. An ugly rubber thing to take Nellie's place. Buttons to take my place.
Beauty is up the spout.
Oh.
That's what's wrong. It's like Mr. Davis in 7B said, all anything has to be nowadays is functional.
Buttons to take the place of a man. So I'm 73. Well, who learns a thing worth knowing before the years add up? And time is a friend.
Time hasn't been much of a friend to me. Only you and Nellie.
Oh, Miss Emma, I wouldn't drink any more of that. And right now, if I was you. Now, there's number four. Excuse me, Miss Emma.
You know, almost everyone in this building signed Nellie's petition. But the owner wouldn't even look at it. That Mr. Green, he's a mean, pinch-penny man.
Yeah, I have to go, Miss Emma. I think it's Mr. Horton.
Oh, he didn't sign it. No, you tell him for me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'll tell him. Poor Nellie. Come on now.
Hey, Charlie, get a move on.
Yes, sir. Oh, he expects us to fly up there. And you're going pretty as you please. Oh, poor Miss Emma. And Mrs. Gates on six. Who'll walk that feisty little dog of hers? Mr. Carr, him in his wheelchair. Why, a new elevator door would slam right on him.
Hey, Charlie!
We're almost there, Mr. Horton. Now, behave yourself, Nellie. Morning, Mr. Horton.
Ah, so the old crate made it, huh?
Oh, watch your step, sir.
Don't I always? Nellie never stopped level with a floor in her life. Okay, come on, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you brought Miss Emma her nip, did you?
Sir?
Oh, come on now, Charlie. Everyone knows she's a wino.
No, sir, I bring her milk.
And a pig's eye you do. And you're all spruced up in your Sunday uniform, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Celebrating your last day?
No, sir, not celebrating.
Well, I am. Tomorrow, exit Nellie and good riddance.
It'd be better if you didn't talk like that, Mr. Horton.
Oh, would I hurt the old lady's feelings?
Well, my feelings, too. How'd you like it if folks wanted to replace you with buttons?
With buttons? Oh, automation, huh? Look, it's a mechanical age. You think you're the only one? And get these statistics. Every single week in this country, 38,000 workers are replaced by machines.
I am not a statistic, Mr. Horton. I'm a man.
You're a man in his 70s. It's time you retired. Move with the times, onward and upward. Poor old Nellie's got asthma, rheumatism, and the bend. She can't move on or up or down. Hey, see what I mean? Stalled.
Because you talked mean to her.
Oh, by George, she did conk out just then.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on. You stop to yourself.
No, sir. Nellie knows things.
Oh, rot, get moving. I haven't got all day.
We have.
What?
Nothing, sir.
Well, come on. Let's go. Oh, for 5-6 times a day, this mule stuck between floors. It's a wonder to me Mrs. Stewart didn't have her baby in here last week.
Nellie, don't stall when there's an emergency. Never.
Oh, sure, that's your story.
40 years she never stalled when she shouldn't. And if Mr. Green would buy her a new cable, she'd go 40 years more.
All right. So she's queen of the May. Just get her airborne. Speak to the old witch.
Nellie.
Look, would it help if I jump up and down?
No, don't do that, Mr. Horton. Nellie don't like it. If you'll just be quiet, she'll go. Nellie. There.
Thank heaven, only one more day of this old rattle trap.
Yes, sir. One more day.
You the building super?
Yeah, Fred Johnson.
I'm the electrician.
I didn't send for any electrician.
Armstrong and Company. Here to disconnect an elevator.
Well, you're a day early. That's tomorrow.
No, it's today, chum. Here's the order.
Why, this thing's wrong.
It says today, don't it? So let's get that elevator to the basement. Come on, the wreckers will be here in half an hour.
No, wait. You'll have to come back tomorrow.
Look, I got a full day tomorrow. Today, too. Come on.
Do you want to break Charlie's heart?
Who's Charlie?
Our old elevator man. He's run the thing for 40 years. Calls it Nellie, like it's his girlfriend or something. Talks to it and buys it roses.
What? He's off his rocker?
No, just a nice old guy in his dotage. Thinks he's got this one last day. It means a lot to him. You come back tomorrow.
Hey, now, how are you an owner like the bill if I'm here twice, huh? He's paying right now, portal to portal. Wreckers on their way. Paying for that, too. Twice? How the boss like that, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so let's get on the ball.
No, wait. I'll call him on the house phone.
All right, make it snappy, will you?
Yes?
Mr. Green, this is Fred. The elevator crew came a day early. It's a dirty trick to Charlie. Can I tell him to come back tomorrow?
I charge extra for it?
Well, yes.
Now, listen here, Fred. I'm sick of this sentimentality. Petitions, phone calls, two tenants giving notice. What's one sinking day?
To Charlie, it's something big. I don't know exactly what, but it's big.
It's big to me, too. It's money. Tell the crew to go ahead.
No dice. Now, look, fella, we'll have to con Charlie a little, okay?
The kooks you meet in this business. All right, let's go.
Take us down, will you, Charlie?
Who's he?
Just a handyman.
What's in that toolbox?
Tools? What else? Move aside, let's on.
He can walk down.
Hey, I gotta have the elevator down there.
I knew what you hit hurt Nellie.
Now, calm down, Charlie. He's here to inspect it, that's all.
Inspect for what?
For tomorrow. Find out what has to be done.
Well, let him find out tomorrow.
Listen, old man, you're lousing up my schedule. And I take this pile of junk to the basement.
You get away from here. Don't you touch Nellie. You want to stop her a day early.
No, Charlie.
We got this day and nobody can't take it away.
Charlie!
Come on, Nellie.
Charlie, wait. Come back here.
Stop between floors, Nellie. That's a good girl.
Charlie!
It's Mr. Green. Yes, sir.
You get down here.
Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they can't take my Nellie away. How are those for words? Nellie?
Huh? Get down here or you'll lose your pension.
We don't want a pension. We want this day and we'll have it.
I know you will. I'll get you out of there. Oh, Charlie, quit playing games. What's one day?
I'll tell you what a day is. It's our life. You take it away and you're murderers.
Mr. Green, can we quit this hide and seek?
No.
Hold up a minute. I got an idea.
Well?
We stopped on five. I'll stay here on three. You make a lot of racket getting to five, so he'll think I'm with you. He usually goes two floors, so maybe he'll stop here and I can jerk the door open.
We tried that.
Sure, we tried it. We tried everything, so why don't we quit?
I won't be made a fool of by a crazy old galoot.
Excuse me, but he's already done that.
Oh, shut up! Wouldn't you think that blasted thing would get stuck? Every day it balks, but not today.
Mr. Green.
Yes?
I heard you just now, and I'll tell you why Nellie isn't stuck.
Oh.
Charlie says she never sticks when it's an emergency. And this is an emergency, see? It's Charlie's emergency.
Indeed.
And I think it's wicked of you to chase a poor old man.
Madam.
Why, he's a captain that won't leave his ship.
Miss Emma, you'd better get on down to your apartment.
And the idea of two grown men racing up and down the stairs like the wild Indians. Excuse me, please.
What's that?
That's a thermos of milk if Charlie gets thirsty.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Charlie, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Emma.
There's milk on three by the door. Pick it up when those bloodhounds are someplace else.
Now, madam.
Now, gentlemen, why don't you just run up and down some more?
Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry... Shh, listen. Oh, they've come down from 10. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning. Better get moving. Let's pass them and tease them up to 12, Nellie. Right to the top. Nellie. Oh... Oh, move, Nellie. Oh, don't do this. They'll get us.
He's stuck. Right below, between floors. Grab the door. Now get on top of that thing, crawl through the hatch.
And do what?
Overpower the old fool.
Mr. Green, I won't do it.
You what?
What's the matter with you?
If you want it done, you'll have to do it yourself.
You bet your life I will.
Nellie, start. Oh, I didn't think you'd treat me like this, Nellie. He's on top. He's up there. The vase.
All right, Charlie.
Mr. Green, you come through that hatch, and I've got this vase. I don't hold with hurting anyone, but I'll use it, so help me. I'll use it if I have to. Now, you close that trap.
You think you can win with a vase and a red rose, Charlie?
Oh, Nellie, start. She did it. And you can't crawl through that hatch before we hit the top of the building. Faster, Nellie, faster.
Charlie!
One more floor.
Stop it! Stop! For the love of heaven, man!
Close that trap and get off. Nellie don't like you, so you best do it fast. That's all I got to say.
I'll get off, old man. Then you'll hear what I've got to say.
Da 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 da.
Mr. Green, da, 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 hold me up.
Yes, sir.
You all right, sir?
He'll kill me. He'll smash me against the roof.
No, he wouldn't. Charlie wouldn't do that.
The devil he wouldn't. Charlie!
Yes, sir?
I'm calling the police. I'm charging you with trespassing, robbery, and assault with intent to kill. You'll come out of there and they'll shoot you out. Charlie! You hear me?
Probably talking it over with Nellie.
And they'll shoot that miserable rattletrap for holes!
Oh, it's nice up here on the top floor, Nellie. Peaceful. Nobody chasing us anymore. Just a mite out of reach if they do come. No, I'm not mad at you, Nellie. I know you stole like that just to get Mr. Green's goat. Or likely you were tired, huh? Oh, I made you go so fast and so long. You're about wore out, Nellie girl. 40 years we've had. 40 years. You remember that fire on 6? Stairway of fire, too. We brought all the tenants down and no one hurt. And then 1925, that burglar tied me up with ropes, but you sold him between floors and the police got him. Police. Guns, they'd be here. We got to think of something, Nellie. Oh, you think, you decide. I'm all tuckered out. We had that secret, but I can't remember. They're coming. Think, Nellie. Think, what's the secret? What'll we do? Think, Nellie, what'll we do?
There he is, Sergeant. He's all yours.
All right. Charles Henkel, you're under arrest. Come on along down from there and be quick about it.
You leave us be. Nellie's about to tell me something. Nellie?
No use, Charlie. Come on now.
Officer, you let that poor man alone.
Now, don't bother me, lady. Henkel, you're resisting an officer.
Nellie.
The cable.
Oh, no, it broke.
Thank you, Nellie.
They're falling.
Oh,
my
God. Nellie, oh. I've taken you
away. Oh, good Father in heaven.
Charlie. Charlie.
He got out when we told him to.
Nellie killed him. He loved her and she killed him.
No! They fooled you all. They tricked you.
Get her downstairs, Fred. She's drunk.
They went away together. They knew all along. They knew the secret.
Oh, shut her up, will you?
And your tomorrow won't ever come.
Thank you.
Theater 5 has presented Lift to Beyond, written by Nancy Moore, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Edgar Staley, Betty Gard, Ian Martin, James McCallion, Peter Rattray, and George Petrie. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.